Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Ashley Tamar Davis, and I'm kicking it on top with
Joining us once again is the incredible and the talented Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and actress Ashley Tamar Davis. You might know her as the powerhouse vocalist who graced stages with the legends like Prince and from her unforgettable run on The Voice. Last time, she gave us gems about her journey through music and entertainment. And today, she's back to share even more insight, inspiration, and maybe even a few surprises or what's in store for her. Let us welcome back to Talk with Turk, Ashley Tamar Davis.
What's up?
How are you? Oh my god.
Hi. I'm all nasally right now, but we're gonna get there. We're gonna get through.
Well, you know, you a singer, and I know you know how to take care of that voice. You know how to get it together over there.
I do. It's funny. My highs are, like, really there. Like, they're easy really? Breezy. Yeah. It's, and whenever I get a sinus thing, my high notes are just, like, they're so easy.
Really?
And I'm not saying it because it's me. It's just easier to sing them. Let me say it like that. Because some people think I'm being vain. But it's just easy to sing the higher notes when my sinuses
like
are acting.
It seems like anything is easy for you to sing.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But yes, second time's a charm. Well, third time's a charm, but this is the second time, you know, and you continue to work with me, and you know, now we have a set. Now I have my own set.
Things have progressed,
and yeah, I went from audio to video, so, and I give all thanks and props to people like you, you know, who came on my season when I was just doing radio, and I had just, you know, got into the groove of my podcast. I started getting more celebrity interviews, and, you know, yours is one of the highest rated and played, so, you know, thank you for helping me get to this point in my career, so I definitely appreciate you.
I am so honored. I do believe in sewing because that's how my career took off. And, you know, I know the gifts come from God. So I'm so proud of you. Just even you staying consistent and being patient with me and my schedule. I appreciate you. So congratulations. And I love the backdrop. That is super cool.
You.
We got to get you a My Name is Ashley vinyl so you can put that on up there somewhere.
Please. Send me one. I would love to because I have my vinyl collection now and I have over 200 records. So I have just been collecting vinyls. I have every artist you can name. So I definitely would love to have yours. Please.
Yes. So we will get you one.
We were hanging up on that wall. But yeah, compliments to my fiance. He helps me, you know, in the production and everything with my podcast. So I appreciate him. So we can give him a shout out for this one. Right
yes.
Now.
Congratulations. I love it. It looks amazing. Teamwork. I love it.
Yes. Teamwork makes the dream work. So, you know, I want to first start out by asking, I always now on my platform is asking the question, how is your mental health right now? Because I feel like that's important in our community.
That's a great question. You know, my mental health is really good. You know, the industry, to me, this industry is the best industry to be in to really get those muscles in a great place, in a pure place, in a place of freedom and faith and getting a grounding. But lately, it's been really good. Like, I hate to just say it, but I went through a really, really crazy relationship. I just thought he was going to be the one. Mm-hmm. And it's always interesting as a creative and me, who I am, no matter how much I try to dumb down, like, that I am a singer and I'm always going to be a creative and an artistpreneur, like, things just kind of just take the turn for, like, the craziest. And so I literally finally let that go maybe, like, 8-9 months ago, and I had to go to a whole spiritual rebirth, reboot. So I can honestly say, like, I think I felt the freest in my mind now than ever. So it's been a great moment.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, what's the most unexpected thing that has happened since you were with us last time? Is there anything that you could share? You know, of course, you obviously just talked about that with your relationship, but anything else that, you know, just came out the blue, whether it was a good surprise for you or something that you was not expecting?
Yeah, the good things is the things I was going to announce. You know, since I was a child, I've always been like, how do you get your music in TV and film? And how do you write for TV and film, like original compositions? So I finally landed. And what's crazy, it just wasn't one time. It's been continual on some pretty big shows. So I'm just sitting here like, what?
Okay, period.
Yes. It's been mind-blowing. I've been recording new music with a sync songwriting camp, and so we're trying to figure out when we're going to put those songs out. One of the friends, I wrote the song where he did pass, so we're really trying to make sure we honor him and his amazing creativity and put the songs out as well. But the biggest thing is God has just showed out with this TV film world. I have not been auditioning. At first, I was sad about it, but I actually like being in this position, too, so...
Well, nice you're doing it. You know, you are a woman of everything, you know. You do it all. So, I mean, what is it that you can't do?
You know what I can't do yet? I can't sew. And that's something I want to learn how to do. I want to learn how to sew. Yes.
My mother sewed. I never picked it up. I mean, I can hand sew a little bit. Like, I even sewed these arms on this today a little bit through hand.
I love it. Yeah, I want to learn how to sew. And I also want to learn how to play tennis. Because we have a brand new tennis court in the neighborhood.
We have
so I've been trying to, you know, get my chops up, my Serena Venus on for sure.
Well, you better get it in before they change everything from tennis to pickleball.
I know.
That's what's happening. Everything is becoming a pickleball court. They're tearing mine down in my complex, and they're making a pickleball court. And I'm like, people actually go out there and play tennis. Like, so, you know, but
I can see
you playing tennis. I'm pretty sure you got it because I feel like it's
I ain't got that yet. I can't get consistent yet. I can't, especially when someone hits the ball too far left or too far right. I'm not there yet. But that's a workout, so it's been great on my legs for sure.
Okay. Now, if you could, I'm going to put you on the spot real quick. If you could sum up your past year in one song title, what would it be?
It would be Brandy's Almost Never Count.
Almost Brandy's. Never Count.
Almost Never Count.
Almost
made you love me.
Yes.
Almost made you cry. Almost made you happy, babe. Didn't I?
Okay.
Almost had you thinking you were finally free. What was I missing for you, babe? You found it in me.
Same.
You can't get to heaven. Half of the crown. Almost doesn't count. Yeah, that's it.
come through.
I can't keep on loving you. One foot outside the door. Always. Ooh, yes.
Okay. Ready. A vocal Bible, like they said.
She is just everything.
Shout out to Brandy and Monica. You know, I met Monica a couple of times. She even brought me backstage to meet her because I was so lit in the audience. So I'm ready to go on this Boy Is Mine tour. And everybody, I feel like, is going to be in the building. I know you're
building.
Going. Do you know what city you're going to go to yet?
I'm trying to do Houston. I don't know if that's going to work because I'm trying to do Houston. We're going to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's move on. What's one guilty pleasure you picked up lately, whether it's a TV show, snack, or hobby? You know, this time we're just going to have fun, let people get to know you a little bit more outside of your accomplishments. Because last time we talked about it, y'all can go and check that last episode out on last season.
Because we were conservative on that last one. This one we getting fun and real gritty.
Yeah, we having fun.
I would have to say I am like a sucker for this new King's Court with Tyson Beckford.
Yes.
Carlos Boozer. Mm-hmm. And Thaddeus Bullard. And what's crazy is when I first started looking at it, I'm a huge Holly Robinson Pete fan. So that's why I started watching it. And then I saw Tyson Becker was going to be on there. And Carlos Boozer kept looking familiar. And I was like, where do I know his face from? Crazy thing on your podcast is the first place I'm saying this out loud. When Prince and I first started working together, well, when we eventually started recording, he had moved into Carlos Boozer's house. So the house that I was, like, performing in and getting photo shoots in, like, some of my photos are in Carlos Boozer's house. Okay. The house that Prince redecorated and gutted out and almost got in trouble for. So I hope Carlos Boozer sees this. And, like, that's when I was like, oh, shoots. I was basically in this man's house for 2 years.
She's right here. You're stamped. You're stamped. Look, but yes, I've checked that show out as well. Me and my fiance actually watched it the other night. Well, we just watched some few clips and... It was kind of entertaining. I actually liked it too. I was like, okay.
It was good.
I might get into it a little bit more. And
Tyson Beckford.
He is hilarious.
Hilarious.
And he's going on a press tour now doing interviews. I did not know he was just so authentic and real like that. Like he just spills it all. But yes, I love that show too. So let's talk about a little bit behind the music. When was the last time you heard one of your old songs and thought, wow, I'll do that so differently? Whether it was a song you wrote or a song that you were on solo, if you heard it somewhere, radio, Pandora, anywhere. Can you think of that time? Has it been long?
I don't listen to myself. I think I said that last time. I don't listen to myself. I don't. Only time I listen to myself is if I'm playing songs that I saved on my playlist and and a song pops up. But I don't listen to myself. My nieces are in town for the summer, and the older they get, you know, they're in that TikTok era. And the youngest one is always Googling me. And I think that's when I'm realizing, like, who I am to them in particular. Like, I'm their aunt, but they are really, like, I'll just be singing around the house, and they'll be like, how do you sing like that? And I think that's the only time I pay attention to, like, I'm a singer. But I don't listen to myself, so I don't know what song I would. I don't know. That's a good question, though.
Thank you. You know, I always got the good questions.
You do. You can come with the best questions. I can stay on here all day.
I love it. So we talked about music. So do you have any unreleased tracks just sitting on a hard drive, and any chance we'll ever hear them?
It's so funny since my friend passed, and now Malcolm Jamal Warner, that's a whole nother story. You guys are the first ones to hear this story, but especially since Malcolm Jamal Warner passed, I said, you know what, Ash, you're releasing all this stuff. I have so many songs that are just sitting that have been mixed and mastered. Like I said, the Sync songwriting camp we just did.
Right.
I was like, I'm not about to sit up here and be perfect with these releases. I'm just going to release them. So yes, there are going to be more songs coming out. God's will. I really want to put one out in August around the time I'm producing a big show for the city. It's a little crunch time, so I might have to wait, but maybe like October, November, December. I'm going to do a lot more content online too and sing, because I just did it recently, like singing, "Why Is It So Hard?" And people were like, "Oh my God." And then it went viral and I was like, maybe I should do this a little bit more often.
Yeah.
So yes, more music is coming out for sure. Perfect. And it's sitting on the hard drive.
Please let me know, because I'm back in negotiations to do a contract on radio again. So, you know, when that time comes, we'll make sure we have it on rotation for you.
When that time comes,
and it's about around that time, too, I might start again. So I'm just hoping everything works out for the best and, you know, and we'll be there. So I got your back when that music comes. We're going to press play on it.
So I love it.
What's your dream collaboration now? I know last time I asked you the same question. So has it changed? Do you have a new dream collaboration? Someone new that may be out, a new artist?
You know, I think last time I said Pharrell. This time, I would just love to work with more of my Houston folks. I mean, I hate to put them on blast, but they don't know how to answer calls. But when they call me, I'm surely answering their calls.
You're there. Okay. And she answers mine too, y'all.
I'm just going to say that. But it would be great to get on a Robert Glasper project. It would be great to work with, I love Jean Noble.
Okay.
Female singers, I would love to work with my girl. I met her as Lindsay, Jay Nova. I love Jay Nova. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with more conductors and arrangers in the orchestral world for sure. Mm.
Do you like what Jeezy is doing, working with the orchestra on his new tour?
It's great. You know, I work with Stuart Copeland already, so they took all those hits and put it to orchestra. So that's just been something that keeps giving. And I love doing that. I love seeing artists bend the needle. But, you know, once again, you have to have the finances and the backing for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, I would love to take some of my songs that I did with Prince and put them to orchestra, you know. But, you know, we never know, child.
Right.
Never know.
You never know. But, you know, I don't know much about that world, but it seems interesting. And I commend people that, you know, have the brain power and will to do that stuff. Like, and I know you can do it too. So,
yeah.
Last time we talked about the music biz. So what's something fans always get wrong about the music business? Like, what could you tell them today that, you know, some of them think they all have it figured out when they come into the game, and then 2 years later, they found out that they didn't have it all figured out coming into the game. So, like, what can you offer? What do people get wrong about the music biz?
Yeah, great question. I find that one thing that has been getting under my skin is why some people think fame equates to success.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to get deep a little bit, and it doesn't. Because when I talk to a lot of, even my nieces, I say, do you want to have a career or do you want to be famous?
Right.
Because I'm sure y'all are seeing lately, a lot of people are completely broke. There is just a lot of things that's happening. And you, it's not about pointing the fingers. It's just sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you have too many people around you that you're paying. And if you are really wanting to be famous, that's different from, to me, than to having a career. And having a career is no one's in your back pocket. No one is speaking up for you, taking your money and coming to the table and stealing your ideas. And next thing you know, you didn't get royalties off of this and that. And I really want more artists to understand it really takes money to be in this business. It takes money to have a great strategic marketing team and campaign and publicists and, you know, from the outfits to hair and makeup. Like I said, I was going to do a vlog one day on just like how much I spend per year on not just because I do sometimes my hair and my own makeup and all that stuff, my outfits. And I don't have a team that does that. I love doing that myself.
Yeah.
But every now and then when I do need to do that, you look up and you're paying a lot of money. So you have to really do a balancing act. How much are you getting paid for these shows and these gigs versus how much you're spending out?
Yeah.
And so I really want artists to, number one, do that. And then the second thing is really diversify. Like, please start diversifying. Sit with yourself and see what talent you have and start monetizing off of those talents, because the music industry, the algorithms, all of that stuff, it's hurting more of the independent artists than ever now than before. So I wish more artists would pay attention to it, and they don't. And they look at
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
People like me, and they think when I answer a question, I'm going to be like, oh, just do this. But there's so many things in between those stages of what to do to accomplish some of that stuff.
Okay. So, you know, we already talked a little bit about Prince, and you already answered one of my questions about a funny or wild moment with Prince. But what lesson from him do you catch yourself repeating to others today?
Ooh. Prince just was in his own lane.
Yeah, he is.
That in itself is just powerful. You know, I don't even know how else to expound on that. I could be here all day about just being in your own lane. And it took me a long time to know that that was okay. Right. But now, like, I don't let anyone tell me how to make my arrangements on my vocals anymore. And it's really interesting that freedom has just been so, like I said, working in TV and film and finally working with this group of people who have trusted my gifts, and they don't micromanage me. They say, listen, we need this. I send it to them and they're like, this is perfect. Great. You know, and it's made me so much more confident. And I think with Prince, he knew who he was. He didn't come out saying who he was every single day. He just operated in his gift, and his gift really spoke for him. And that's just where I'm at now. Like, if someone doesn't call me back for a project, like I was working on a project for a year, Turk, a year, and just got an email saying they're going to decline and move the opposite way. I didn't bat a tear. I said, okay, God, it must be for this to be for another, blah, 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 blah. And you just get to that point where it's just like, God gave me this. He said, go out into the world, you know, be in the world and not of it. So I'm as more as he keeps putting me out there, all I can do is be a light and not give up. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so with Prince, my confidence, if anything, every day, like, I don't go around thinking like I work with Prince, but there's some moments I'd be like, really? That's what you said? Yeah. That's what you're going to do? Oh, okay, great. Let me show you how God is about to circumvent this too. You know, like, he was the king of circumvention. Like, you told Prince no, he didn't went on over here. And he didn't even let you know he went over here. He just went on over there. He didn't already did it. And you looked up, and it was 10 times better than what it could. That a preaching itself, honey. Okay.
Listen, I love a rebel. I love one that go against the grain and don't care. They're going to do things on their own term. I love people that have their own brain, and I say that a lot because I came in contact with a lot of people who didn't have their own one, and they allow other people to navigate them and take them in different directions of life. And then I was like, why am I surrounding myself with these type of people? Because I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be put through the vents of where they say you got to go. You go to vent A, you go to vent B. I was like, no, I can't do that. So I love hearing that from you. Yes, and knowing that he did that. And that probably instills you now in your business and everything, I can imagine.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Yep. So you spoke about, you know, recording. So if you two could record something today, may he rest in peace, what vibe or genre do you think it would be today? Do you think it would still be that Prince vibe, you know, making, you know, all the instruments he played, putting it in his music? Or do you think he would go to a different genre, like if y'all two were collaborating?
So, well, I don't want to get this idea away, but he challenged me to write something, a different kind of piece of music.
Because we don't want people to see
I would have loved to have done that with him. I would have loved to have seen that to fruition. You know, I love big songs and big, you know, different movements and almost classical meets its own sound. So it would have been great to have, like the way the album I did with him, there was one song we took, I think it was called I forgot the name. And then it segued with this whole string or like string movement into Sunday in the Park. And it was just like as soon as he gave me the album, I just played that over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Like, I love that kind of connectivity with strings and vibes. It's just like everything. So, yeah.
Okay. So I know our time is limited to today, but we're going to make sure, because you have a busy schedule. So we're going to close this out with some good questions and news, any type of news you have. So any hints about new music, tours, or surprises coming up? Like, this is a time you can go ahead and let the people know. I know you said you had something to let us know.
Yeah, I'm in the space. Well, August 4th, you will hear my vocals on The Proud Family, Louder and Louder. I am singing the Bette Davis song, so that's super cool. Okay. Found out some good news with that, so more good news coming with that one song, how God just took that one song, and it's just like, blah, 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 blah. I am writing on a show. I'm not going to say what network. You just got to find it, because it's a lot of people that just be, they be doing a lot. You know, they find out things, and next thing you know, they think their power can go and make phone calls, and I'm like, this secret's going to stay until next year. I'm not going to say what award season, but yeah, I'm just going to keep it quiet. But as soon as I find out, you'll be the first to know. Yay. And new music will be coming out from me. And I am producing a big show for the city of Houston, bringing back Broadway talent to the city. It's called Broadway on the Hill. So excited. Full band, conductor. I mean, we going there. Everybody going to be in white, tailored tuxedo. You know, we just going there. Because okay. I feel like that's a space that just needs to be occupied. Okay. And I'm excited about that. And then I am working on, hint, hint, working with some of my old Tyler Perry cast mates to do a show. Yes. So let's see how that goes. Let's see how
y'all,
that goes.
She got a lot coming up in the pipeline. So make sure that y'all stay in tune. Follow her on all socials. And speaking of that, how can fans really support you beyond streaming and reposting and following? Like, what do you need them to do to step into their power to continue to help you excel?
Yeah, I just want people when they... I love engaging with my supporters. You know, my platform is arts and education. So anytime you see me asking questions, just, you know, answer the questions because it helps us better when we're planning events, especially like our teen summits that we've been doing before the pandemic. We're trying to bring that back. Mm-hmm. And then once again, if you keep reposting, especially for people in the area, the Texas, you know, things that are coming up would be great, you know, mm-hmm. And I love reading messages through my website. So that's pretty cool. But yeah.
So proud of you. Oh my God. So the last two questions I have. So if you could have your own pass the mic for any up and coming artist or older artist, who would it be? Let's say
that's a cool one.
Top five, your five people that, you know, it could be people you listen to or people you think has the potential to just make a great pass the mic.
Madison Ryan Ward.
Okay.
There's this kid here in Houston named Joel Jackson, I would say. Okay. I love, you know me, I love independent artists, so I'm going to always say that. Jenny Harding Fleming.
Okay. Definitely heard of that.
Elijah Ahmad Lewis. I have to say him. He's like my boy. And then I think a pretty big name that I would love to hear. Gosh, I would say Lucky Day, maybe?
Ooh, Lucky Day. Now, that's a great one.
Yeah, Lucky
He's
Day.
Definitely going to sing.
Lucky Day.
Yes, love that. That's a great top. That's a great five. Love that.
Yeah.
We might should try to help her make that happen, you guys.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. Lucky Day, I play every single day, okay?
Okay, it's like you got to have it in rotation, right?
I have to have it in rotation. He just, the music just, it's just everything.
Love that. Yes, it's everything. Like, and I feel like he brought that essence of R&B back when he came. Like,
he so did.
Like,
he so did.
I can't even explain it because it's like, it was so nostalgic. Even though, you know, he used some elements of his music from past songs and, you know, samples and stuff like that. It was still like it was new. And I'm like, how can you do this? Like, that's great. That's how you know your artistry is like intact.
Yeah. So, I got to throw in Chris Brown.
Yes. How can we forget Breezy? Okay.
Breezy got to be there.
Hands down. And he's going to have a performance.
Breezy needs to just be there. Just be in the room.
Just be in the building.
Just be in the building.
He can be directing everybody. And then just
he literally could. He could just do a 1-2, 1-2, teach me some counts. And I'll be like, bat, 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 and throw it back. Like, yeah.
Have you ever met him?
No. Well, I take that back. He was at one of our Prince after parties. I think all I remember was Beverly Boulevard. That's all I remember. And he was just sitting on the arm of a couch. And we were like the only younger people there. So I think we just kind of started talking. And then he was just in awe of seeing Prince there. But that was it. I don't know if you remember that, but yeah.
So he might, because let me tell you something about Chris Brown. I have a great story about him, too. So I went to his concert in Charlotte. It was like two tours ago, and this is how cool he is. Like, I don't understand how people can say he's such a bad person, because I never got that, especially this night. So after his show, he had an entourage of people, and I forgot the guy's name. He made a rap song. OT Genesis was on his tour opening up for him, and OT Genesis had all the fans just lounging around with him, and he said, "Y'all, I'm about to go meet Chris Brown. Do y'all want to go?" And we look at me and my friend like, hell yeah. So we's like, we in the number. We just with the people, the crowd of people that OT Genesis had following him. So he was like, when we got to the club, he told everybody, this is my entourage. These are fans. Just let them in. Let them be cool. Before we could even get into the club, we see this big tour bus pull up. Chris Brown steps out and just starts dapping us all up, like, and showing us love, taking pictures. I got the video and everything. And it's like one of my favorite moments because it was just like such a raw and authentic moment that I never thought I would have. I was like, and I didn't even bother to ask for a picture. I just took a video. I was like, I'm here. And my friend that wanted to meet him really so bad. Cool. So we had her fiance at the time had brought us tickets to meet him. Shout out to Michelle. She does nails by Shell. But
Yes.
So she, her fiance bought us the tickets. We had front row, and we just somehow ended up after the show with Chris Brown. We was like, we don't know how that happened, but one of my favorite moments. And he was just so cool, down to earth, and had us come into the club. We didn't stay long. We stayed for like 7 minutes, and we was like, oh, this is not our stick. Let's go.
Wow. So, super cool. Yeah, he's someone I would probably fan out. I didn't even fan out with Prince. So I was like, oh, hey, what's up? But okay. CB? Oh, yeah, I'd probably
love
fan out.
Chris Brown. So what's one thing you want people to say about Ashley Tamar Davis 20 years from now? I mean, they say a lot now because of who you are and what you've been through and your accomplishments. So we all know who you are. So what do you want them to say now from this day, 20 years from now?
I never want to see people fail.
Love that.
I don't. I feel like if people don't know something and they ask a question, I feel like it is our obligation to be honest. Yeah. And tell people the whole truth, not half the truth, not for them to figure it out, not out of, oh, I don't want them to know too much, because like I am a true advocate of telling you very straight up. I think I just did a vlog about it. Like, you know, especially in the singer musician world, I notice a lot of us deal with it a lot. Like, you know, just referrals and people just being honest and, hey, if you don't like the music, just tell me. Don't pull my, right. Like, I am very honest. Hey, I can't get to that right now. Let's circle back. You know, I feel that honesty shows up in emails and responses and text messages. And I just don't like prolonging people. I don't think people should be led in the gray. I think it's just black and white. And I feel like I want people to know, like, Ashley never made me leave her presence like, well, I didn't get my answer, or I still don't know what to do, or I'm going to tell you. And sometimes I have to give disclaimers now, like, listen, I'm going to be passionate about responding to this question. Mm-hmm. Don't take it any kind of way, because some people do. Some people be like, well, you said it so, and I was like, but I was passionate about the very thing you asked me about. And some people just take it the wrong way, and I haven't heard from them to this day. But some people, I'll literally just give a disclaimer. I'm going to respond to this. You want my truth. I'm going to tell you the truth about it. Okay. And it's up to you how you go and take it, you know? Okay. So,
and I want y'all to know, the people at home watching this, like, she is so professional. Like, and it's been some scheduling issues because, of course, she is a busy woman. I'm busy. We all have different schedules. But she is so professional at every turn. Like, she's not going to make sure any stone is unturned. And I love that about you. So thank you for being such a professional that you are. Like, and it just shows in your work and who you are. And just, I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. I can't wait to meet you.
I'm
just going to love on you and hug on you.
Listen, when you have something going on, bring me out there to Texas. I would love to come.
August 29th, if you could come down. I know it's like a good time, you know, to come. But that's not the live show. I'm getting into that live production, and it's a lot of work. But hopefully the one with the TP people, you know, we can tell you ahead of time. You can come through.
Okay, period. Now, before we go, I want to test your brain real quick. So,
okay.
Sing 30 seconds of one of your favorite songs from one of your plays with Tyler Perry.
Well, the one that everybody's mad at me because I didn't finish it. And the irony is, so I need this clip for sure so I can upload it so as a teaser, because they're like, can you please finish the song? And I'm like, y'all really do be watching this. This is tripping me out how y'all like literally watch this. But, and my sinuses are jacked up, so this is the perfect time to sing it because it's a super high song. I don't know. Yeah, it had to have been the grace of God that I got through every night singing this song.
You ate. Woo.
Why is it so hard to get over your past? Why am I still hurting? Why does this anger last? If you will help me, I'll try to help me too. Just don't leave me. I won't make it without you. I get so mad, I'll take it out on you. I know you wanna help me with all the wrong I've done to you. All you ever do is
y'all hear them
love me. But I keep pushing you away. Yeah, that's a jam.
Listen. You are such an amazing talent. We love you, Ashley. And thank you again for coming to Talk with Turk Season 6. It's been such a great ride. And now, like we said last time, we spoke it into existence. We said visual next time. So next time, we'll meet. And maybe, you know, you can come sit in the chair one day.
We're going to be there. In the name of Jesus. We're going to be there.
In the name of Jesus. You got
something about the name Jesus.
Woo.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Once again, you guys, it's Talk with Turk, and we have the one and only Ashley Tamar Davis. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
At Turk Bish underscore, gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk with Turk Bish.
Turk Bish.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.